Welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to the late, great rock guitarist Jeff Beck. This is the first of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Beck, who died on January 10th of last year.
If there was a Mount Rushmore for rock guitarists, Jeff Beck's face would be chiseled on it. Beck is considered one of the best rock guitarists ever. Beck died in England on January 10th from bacterial meningitis. He was 78. Beck never wrote a number one hit. His gift was what he could do with his guitar. None of his bands lasted long. He replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds in 1966 and played on two of their biggest hits, Shapes of Things to Come and Heart Full of Soul. He left less than 2 years later. He formed the Jeff Beck Group, which included Rod Stewart and Ron Wood, who went on to join the Rolling Stones. The group had two successful albums, but the band disbanded after the second album. He put together other bands that came and went. He sometimes recorded solo albums. The New York Times obituary summed up his lack of being a big rock star by using his quote from a 2018 Rolling Stone interview. "I've never made the big time, mercifully," Beck said. "When you look around and see who has made it huge, it's a really rotten place to be." Beck recorded our song of the day, Beck's Bolero, in 1966 while still with the Yardbirds. Jimmy Page, a future Led Zeppelin member, and Keith Moon, the drummer for The Who, played on the song, which had no lyrics. It wasn't released until 10 months after Beck recorded it. The recording reached number 4 in England, but it didn't break Billboard's Hot 100 in the U.S. The song ended up on Beck's solo album, Truth, in 1968. The album reached number 15 on the Billboard album chart.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Beck's Bolero on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one to Lisa Marie Presley and share them both with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.